Cheers.
Cheers, Wheez. Finally. Okay, that's better.
Wow. So a little preface. I heard the dog barking downstairs and almost ignored the dog barking and whoever was probably at the door. Turns out,
it's me, bitches.
My heart fell out of my butt. It was the biggest shock I've had in a long time. So, she's here.
Special appearance for Anna's big 3-0.
Oh, man.
Just a week late, but also an awesome opportunity. We're going to have our first together in the same place recording. This is big.
It's a really big moment.
Yeah. We have champagne, too. Yep.
So, this will be a lot of bourbon.
It's begun.
Yeah, I am completely surprised. And we were actually setting up to record. Like, I thought she was going to get on the Zoom video, and I was just waiting and getting things set up.
And I was being my usual 20 minutes late self. Just give me 5 more minutes. 5 more minutes.
I was hastily, like, reading my notes. Glad that she was the one delaying.
Just both thoroughly unprepared, per usual.
Yep.
But it was all a ruse. And I'm here.
The best ruse.
I got her.
Oh, man.
So this is big.
Yeah. And now I feel like my story just doesn't... Well, I don't know.
I mean, if I were a more thoughtful person, I would have planned a, like, solid episode to do while we're here together. But I didn't do that. So you're on the spot. Make it good.
Well, we'll just have to do a really standout episode for when I'm visiting next month, at the end of this month.
Yeah, a few more weeks and we'll be together again. We'll try a little bit harder that time.
Yeah, we've got a couple weeks to prepare. Yeah. So if we don't deliver, might as well just give up on life.
Yeah.
Well.
Okay. Oh, you got stickers.
Oh, and pins.
Ooh, yeah. So many treats.
Swag.
Swag on you. Chilling by the fire while we eating fondue.
Oh, I miss the old Bieber.
I miss that old Bieber.
I should remix that song.
Yeah. I do miss the old Bieber.
Yeah. Ugh. Wait, what was it? Ludacris? Didn't he do
Luda.
It?
Luda!
Yeah! That is crazy. I can't believe
when I was 13, I had my first love.
Yeah,
we still got it.
People will probably hope that we actually never get to record again after
this. Can't do this dumb shit together.
You're listening to Something Weird, very special episode, live, but not.
It's kind of the same. We're just in the same room.
It just feels really good. But I'm your co-host, Anna, and this is Brooke.
Hi, everybody. Here you'll find semi-regular dialogue on all things paranormal, or even just a little bit weird. We're lifelong friends who have had an affinity for the strange since we met. Now, we're here to dive into the caverns of the unknown with you.
Each week, one of us will dig into a paranormal tale as we ponder the question, do we want to believe? And it's my week.
Under pressure.
I know. It feels very strange.
All right. Make it good.
It probably won't be, but I'm going to go ahead and start this episode with a review. A book review on the Meta Mathematical Foundations of Existence, Gödel, Quantum, God, and Beyond. Does this sound like a you episode? Just a little bit.
Oh,
because I'm teaching you things.
Like, that sounds fucking terrible. I'm sorry, but I would never pick up that book. But I'd love a good lesson.
The goal of science is to discover and explore the boundless realities of existence. In the Meta-Mathematical Foundations of Existence, the authors prove that existence is infinite in its universes and realities. Everything imaginable and unimaginable is possible. There's endless change and limited possibility driven by the inherent incompleteness and inconsistencies of all things, thoughts, theories, and universes. Existence is a dialectical dance between the infinite possibilities of existence and the finite constraints in any universe or thing, including reasoning and life itself. Even God exists, though not in the way generally conceived. Through the book's proofs, the origin of the universe and basic ideas in quantum mechanics are also rendered more understandable. More importantly, the reader does not know to know any math, as the proofs are presented at the end following an in-depth explanation of their meaning and applicability to comprehending the fundamentals of existence.
What?
Exactly.
Son. I'm not gonna lie, I spaced out for a while.
Oh yeah, I was just looking at words like as they came. I was like, I'm gonna read word for word. Basically my take too. Just remember that incredibly boring review.
Okay.
Instead, let's think back to remember your bachelorette party and I just kind of disappeared and reappeared a few hours later.
Honestly, not really, because pretty sure I blacked out.
You were in an alternate state.
I was. But I do remember at one point on being on the street and someone saying, "We don't have her. She's not here." And then I was like, "Whatever." And I got in the car and left. I just left you.
Which was honestly the right thing to do. I mean,
I'm sorry.
Not the right thing to do, but the correct thing to do, because I just kind of took off looking for my stolen phone that was not stolen. It was just on the floor of the place. But hey, I was out for justice. That's explainable. But this isn't a story like that. We are not only going to hype on the Bermuda Triangle for a little bit, we're also going to explore the life and times of Dr. Stephen Kubacki. You familiar?
No.
Neither was I.
I just had a moment where I heard something else and got concerned.
What do you hear?
What is it called? Bukaki? I was like, whoa. I don't think I'm ready for this.
You're like, I don't think we okayed this kind of weird. You're like, you saved this episode for when I was here.
And what does that stupid mean? I'm a head out.
I'm a head out, yeah.
Oh, okay. What is it? Kubacki?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dr. Kubacki. Okay. But before we really dive into his story, let's have a little review on the Bermuda Triangle. Are you familiar with all of the weirdness around said Bermuda Triangle?
I mean, relatively, that people, like, disappear.
Yeah. So, like, very broad strokes, there have been a lot of unexplained disappearances that happen within the Bermuda Triangle. So a couple of these stories are, I mean, they're pretty intense, and I can see why it, you know, caused for this reputation. 5 TBM Avenger planes took off from the Naval Air Station in Fort Lauderdale. Except for one plane that only carried 2 men, each of the planes were crewed by 3 Navy men or Marines, and they'd all logged like around 300 hours in the air. They were not novices in any way.
Mm-hmm.
So their leader was Lieutenant Charles C. Taylor, who was also an experienced pilot and veteran of several combat missions in World War II. Around that same night at 7:30, a pair of PBM Marine flying boats took off from an air station north of Fort Lauderdale. Planes? Where'd the planes go? Hold on.
It's like, did you just say flying boats?
Okay, basically, I'm going to nutshell this. Like, a bunch of planes took off from Fort Lauderdale and disappeared, okay? Boats, yeah, it says mariner flying boats took off from an air station.
What the fuck?
Yeah, so, I don't know. If you're familiar with this kind of thing, let us know. But it vanished off the radar, one of the boats.
Okay.
So, things are just disappearing in this area.
Did the boat go in response to the planes missing?
Yeah. Okay. So, one of them followed Flight 19, which I assume was one of those Naval Air Station flights, the five Avenger planes. And the Mariner just vanished off the radar.
Okay.
So the very next day, the Navy dispatched more than 300 boats and aircraft to look for Flight 19 and the missing Mariner. All right, so.
Makes sense.
There we go.
We're on it.
So the search party spent 5 days looking through more than 300,000 square miles of territory.
Fuck.
And weren't able to find anything. So all six boats were gone. And one thing that keeps coming up is, they say now, well, they did find five boats eventually down the road in the Bermuda Triangle. But when comparing serial numbers, they were from a different fleet. Hmm. So if you're trying to use the argument that, well, no, they found the boats later on, they're not the same boats.
Okay. Were they able to, like, track those boats? Had those gone missing?
I don't know. The truth is probably out there. It's probably actually really easy to find and
irrelevant, though. Doesn't matter. Fuck them. They're not our boats.
But ultimately, in the final report, the disappearance of Flight 19 was blamed on pilot error. And the pilot's family were saying, like, that cannot be true. He has, for something as big as the plane just disappearing, like, that couldn't happen under his watch because he's so experienced and a pro. Mm-hmm. So they changed the verdict to causes or reasons unknown. So, on record, they have no idea.
So frustrating as a family.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
We'd just be like,
We don't know. It was probably his fault.
But
since you're causing a fuss, like, I guess we'll say we don't know.
God, that fucking,
at least just say it's paranormal.
Sure. Give us something. That's awful. Okay. So, they're gone. Government's not gonna own up to anything.
No. Okay. No. And even if they can't, I mean, even if they don't know anything, like,
I mean, what can they give us?
Yeah.
Ultimately. Yeah.
Yeah. So, a couple different things just about the Bermuda Triangle in itself. It's known to produce dangerous phenomenon of rogue waves. And these are, like, super powerful freak waves that are generated from storms and ocean swells and are particularly prevalent in the Bermuda Triangle area.
I'm sorry, but am I the only one that didn't know Rogue Wave was a real thing, not just
a band name?
Yeah.
No, because I didn't know that either.
That's crazy.
But yeah, Rogue Waves.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
good to know.
So the first directly detected rogue wave, which was known as the Draupner wave, was in Norway's North Sea in January of 1995, and it measured 84 feet high. And then in 2016, a rogue wave over 60 feet tall happened in the North Atlantic, and, like, they can exceed 100 feet. So it's just, like, these crazy... Why are they so big in that area? Mm-hmm. I don't know. There are also things called ocean farts.
No.
Yeah.
What?
And there are a lot of them in the Bermuda Triangle, I guess. So there are, like, people are blaming potentially, like, huge sinkholes in the Bermuda Triangle because of ocean farts. I guess these sinkholes happen as a result of decomposing gas hydrates. So
it just, like, releases and then the ground opens up?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Just like,
that is the ultimate fart. That's absurd.
How'd he die? An ocean fart. Oh. Tell me more.
I heads up, one of us is going to go, for sure. Oh, man.
Yeah, talk about being worried about airline travel. You should be more worried about ocean parts. Just out on a, like, sunny day, sailing.
You just see...
Just the anus of the ocean open up.
Just open. Take you in. And that's how you go.
Just reaching. Oh my gosh.
I can't.
Horrifying.
Oh, okay.
These things are particularly, like, well known, clearly. Just a lot of weird anomalies.
Are they? I sure as fuck haven't heard of them.
Rogue waves ocean farts.
I don't know if those are well known.
Okay, but it's well known that the Bermuda Triangle is a place for disappearance.
Yes.
So those are the causes. But it's a well known fact that Bermuda Triangle is, like,
has
people are
those
yeah.
things.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ish. Okay. So we're going to, though, explore what is called the Bermuda Triangle of Michigan.
What?
Yes.
Okay, actually, I have kind of a dumb question. Like, where is the Bermuda Triangle?
The Bermuda Triangle.
I mean, Bermuda...
Yeah.
Around Bermuda, but, like, what are the markers?
What's up? It's also known as the Devil's Triangle.
It's a drinking game, guys. It's only a drinking game. Oh, it all comes back to the Devil's Triangle.
That... Oh my gosh, it is called the Devil's Triangle. No,
yeah.
Like, because when you were saying the Devil's Highway,
yeah,
and you were like, no, it's the Devil's Triangle, but this is the
Devil's Triangle. Oh my gosh!
So,
oh my God.
What you're telling me is the Devil's Triangle is a paranormal experience.
Oh, it's paranormal. Let me tell you. Let Brett Kavanaugh tell you of the paranormal activity that is the Devil's Triangle.
Oh, man.
Okay, no, but really, my question is, like, obviously it's around Bermuda, but, like, what are the markers? Why is it the triangle?
Yeah. Good question. There are plenty of maps that outline this. So Florida, Puerto Rico, and Bermuda.
Okay.
I mean, it's a pretty vast area.
Yeah, it's fucking huge.
Also, why is Bermuda? I guess I never knew how small Bermuda was, and I don't know. Seems like a strange place for people to go.
What do you mean?
Well,
it's like vacation. Oh, is that a fart?
There's an ocean fart.
Just.
It looks exactly how I imagined it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Forever lost in the Devil's Triangle. All right, outsideonline.com. So, we're going to talk about a U.S.-bound Bermuda Triangle.
Okay.
Did you know that there is a Great Lakes Triangle?
No.
I guess it's called the Lake Michigan Triangle, and there's basically a triangle in Michigan stretching from Manitowoc, Wisconsin, to Ludington, Michigan, and south to Benton Harbor.
Okay.
So it's its own little triangle.
Does Michigan it have a lake fart?
I mean, if you're there.
I hope so.
In 1891, a schooner called the Thomas Hume vanished along with 7 sailors, and neither the boat or the sailors were ever found. And then another disappearance happened in 1921 when 11 people inside the Rosabella ship were never found. The ship was found, and it was just damaged from a collision, but no other shipwreck was reported or found, so...
No people.
No. And so they never found out what it might have run into, mm-hmm. and they never found any people.
That does seem crazy, just the... I mean, compared to the Bermuda Triangle, like, out in the fucking ocean, mm-hmm. or Caribbean Sea, or wherever it is, yeah. compared to a lake, like, that seems crazy that they can't find any evidence.
Anything. Because a lake, it's like, what is in there is not going anywhere.
Well, and you don't have, like... Granted, the Great Lakes are big, but, like, you don't have as powerful currents. You don't have, yeah. like, the infinity that is the ocean for things to go out yeah. into. It's just, it's a lake.
It's a lake. And if you've seen any lake murder movie, if you throw someone in a lake, they're going to be found.
Yeah. You're gonna find some sign that people were there. Okay, but nothing is being found within this triangle.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
And then, this is kind of the weirdest one, the disappearance of Captain George R. Donner. In 1937, Captain Donner went to take a nap in his cabin, as you do.
Of course.
A few hours later, his crew came to look for him, but his cabin was empty, locked from the inside. Fuck. And he was just never found.
Fuck. Was he along the lake?
Yeah, I don't know exactly where.
Fuck.
And, I mean, there, like, are different things, obviously. Like, he could have gone overboard or... Gone overboard. But you kind of...
But, like, how? It's locked from the inside.
Yeah. I mean, unless he... Had... Yeah, never
mind. I mean, you've been, like... I'm just imagining, like, my dad's boat.
Yeah.
It's not a big boat.
Yeah.
You know, it's not... Massive. I don't imagine that the boats that he's in are massive. Those windows are tiny.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way out.
That's true. I guess when I was picturing it, I was thinking of, like, a cruise ship where you could, like, sneak around and... Yeah, clearly the boats, only 11 people were in the Rosabella.
Yeah.
Yeah, these weren't huge. Huh.
Okay.
It's tough. Like, those occurrences happened so long ago, and you just kind of think, okay, well, that was back then. Maybe they weren't really forensically sound. They thought you could get better from leeches and, you know, but...
I think we were past that in 1937.
Oh.
That's the shit, like, George Washington died from.
Well, okay. They thought smoking wasn't bad for you.
Okay.
There you go.
I'll give you that.
Like, stressed when you're pregnant? Have a ciggy.
Have a smoke.
So, okay, there's that.
Okay.
But then in 1950, a Northwest Airlines flight 2501 called in an emergency landing due to a severe electrical storm when it crashed into the lake, and the plane and passengers were never found.
Fuck.
So that's like...
That's crazy.
All right, that's within the past... Well, I guess the other ones were too, but in 100 years. But yeah. It's still like a plane, and that's a pretty... sizable crew.
Mm-hmm.
So two police officers reported seeing a strange light hovering above the lake and disappearing after 10 minutes, only 2 hours before the last communications from the flight were heard. So
a UFO fucked with them?
Something's happening out there. Ooh. On those lakes.
All right. Got theories, but I'm like, okay. You're yours first.
Well, we're finally actually going to take it back to... Dr. Kubaki. I clearly didn't before. Kubaki's, like, the most recent case, I guess, and the most followed, just because it's a little bit more, well, obviously recent, and he's someone who people are listening to.
Mm-hmm.
So this is in 1978, and Stephen was a student in the Michigan area. He had talked about going skiing near the lake with his family. And so when he didn't return a day later, his family got worried and filed a missing persons report. Search teams and a rescue crew scouted the area, and they did find his skis and poles on the beach of Lake Michigan. And, like,
that's...
What
weird.
Is this lake? Like, why are you
skiing at the yeah. beach of a lake? Okay.
And there's ice. Well, actually, you know what?
Well, it's cold as fuck.
Yeah, I went to... So I was in Wisconsin a couple years ago. So I don't know why that didn't really occur to me. But it was so cold. I almost got gusted into the water. It was terrible. I would not recommend. But they found footprints in the ice heading toward the lake, but the footprints stopped at the edge of the ice. But the ice wasn't broken, so, okay, you see him, see his footsteps. You find his ski poles and his skis on the edge of the lake, or at the beach, so mm-hmm. I guess he's walking towards the water. You follow the footsteps, and they stop at the ice. Okay, so you would think, I guess he either
Fell in.
Broke through, turned around. Like, you've got to do something.
Yeah.
But the ice wasn't broken, and they kept searching and didn't find that he'd fallen through anywhere.
Hmm.
But they did find his backpack, which suddenly appeared right where they had done extensive searches already, right around where they'd found the skis and poles. So going back on it, they were like, how did we miss this?
Yeah.
It's pretty obvious, but they still couldn't find him. So just went missing. And I guess it's kind of like, in that scenario, you would think, well, like, he must have just fallen through a piece of ice that had already been broken, and I don't know. Like, it just seems like a weird thing in the first place for him to be skiing down there, but
yeah, but I feel like it's also explainable.
Yeah.
You know?
It doesn't seem too weird.
Yeah.
But then, 5 months later, Stephen woke up in Pittsfield, 700 miles from Lake Michigan and 40 miles from his parents' house, lying in a meadow wearing clothes that weren't his. And he also had a small bag of maps that weren't his. And he says he doesn't remember much and that he doesn't need to talk to anyone because he's totally fine and doesn't have anything to say about the time he was missing. But showed up at his dad's house and kind of just went back to his regular life after that.
No fucking big deal?
No big deal. He had nothing to say.
What? What?
Yeah, like,
you wake up in not your clothes.
Not your clothes.
In the middle
not
of your fucking
with
meadow,
a bag full of maps that aren't yours.
And you're like, this is chill. And he just went back home.
Mm-hmm.
What did his parents do?
I mean, I assume that they were trying to figure out what happened. Like, where had you been? Like, mm-hmm. what's been going on? But he was, like, adamant that there was nothing
abnormal.
Did
he just go on some, like, crazy bender?
Well, that's what I was thinking. I was yeah. like, did he just, like, I'm not gonna
just fucking wild
peyote
out,
his like, mind out? Or, I don't know. But
nothing.
It just seems weird, though. Why wouldn't he just say that he was going on a trip and he'd be back, right? Like, why the skiing? Why leave your poles and backpack?
Why wouldn't you be concerned?
Steven's super chill. It was the 70s. I don't know.
Fuck, man. That was a fucking weekend.
His dad's like, it was 5 months, son. We thought you were dead.
Nah. Did some shrooms, not a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
It's just, like, weird all around. And there's not very much around him that's available, at least that I could find. Mm-hmm. Because I was like, okay, well, there has to be. I mean, after that experience, you would think he'd go on some, you know, press junket and, mm-hmm. like, write a book about it.
Sure. Make some money.
But no. He wow. just got a master's in linguistics and a PhD in clinical psychology, but that does seem a bit specific. Like, okay, you got something you want to explore here, bud?
Yeah.
But just kind of
just went back to life.
Went back to life and now has published a book, The Meta Mathematical Foundations of Existence, Gödel, Quantum, God, and Beyond. So
oh.
that takes us back to the insanely out of my league yep. book review. But you're kind of like, oh, okay. So he's exploring something.
He knows some fucked up shit happened to him. That's crazy.
But he won't talk with anyone. He's in Seattle, too.
Oh, shit.
I know. I'm like, could I get a reference? Like, just go to my therapist and be like, hey, Can you just refer me to him?
So he's like a clinical psychologist.
Yes. Like and he's well respected. His work is well respected in the field, and he has made a name for himself outside of just this paranormal experience.
So he wrote a book, I mean, from the bits and pieces that I got from your book review, which, again, I totally spaced out because I got bored. But he's talking about, like, infinite universes, quantum physics, time travel, all of this shit. But he is not attributing any of that to his experience. It's just his, what, studies?
I guess. And I mean, I haven't read the book, but nothing ties back to that. Like, he wants that left. It's not part of his work now and where he's gotten. Like, he just doesn't connect it at all. But to go back to the review, he says, the goal of science is to discover and explore the boundless realities of existence. And he basically says that existence is infinite in its universes and realities, and everything imaginable and unimaginable is possible.
Damn. So, like, he went into some alternate universe. He had to have, or at least thought that he did.
Yeah, I mean, some strong drugs, or or, like, Philadelphia experimented his way out of the existence that he knew before.
Wow. That's nuts.
Yeah, this one is just, I can't really wrap my head around it because there is so much. And I guess if I were a better storyteller, I would have probably tied the Bermuda Triangle and the Lake Michigan Triangle together a bit better. But it's basically, like, these things are not unheard of.
Right.
And if you're familiar with the Philadelphia experiment, which I just referenced, mm-hmm. like, that's an incredible story, but really one that touches a lot on, like, interdimensional travel. And right. this just seems kind of, like, of the, I don't know, it seems very similar to that mm-hmm. phenomenon. Mm-hmm. And just the fact that he went so deep into, I mean, he made his life.
Yeah.
After this, so.
You said he went into I can't say that.
Linguistics?
Thank you. I can't say it. The pasta. I can't say it.
Linguini?
I can't say that. Yeah. Like, I can't. My mouth won't let me.
Try it.
Linguini.
2 hours later.
Linguini. Linguistics.
Yeah.
Okay. Fuck. Okay, I forget the point that I was trying to make. Oh, but just for him to go into such specific areas of study, publish this book, but I can't figure out why he won't talk. Like, in a sense, he is talking about it. He's talking about his experience by dedicating his life to psychology, and his life's work is about fucking quantum physics. Like, yeah. You're talking about it, you're just not...
You're not tying it back to, like, the
whatever
root
the fuck
cause
happened to you.
But it's also, like, maybe he doesn't know. And yeah. That's what's frustrating him, is, like, he knows something happened. That's why he's dedicated his life's work to it.
Mm-hmm.
But he can't figure out where he went for 5 months.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. I don't know how this all works.
Maybe that would be easier for him, like, when he did go back to his family, instead of being, like, kind of plagued with, I don't know, just be like, whatever.
Yeah.
Nothing happened, but it's not worth talking about.
Yeah.
That would be a lot to carry.
Because you also hear of, you know, like, abduction stories.
Mm-hmm.
People will come back, but they won't have any idea what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So you can think one route is just dismiss it. Like, nothing happened. You're gone. Like, just bury it and then deal with that in whatever way you want. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, commit yourself to hypnotherapy and, you know, trying to pull all of that information back. And you may never be able to do it, but mm-hmm. yeah, I guess it's just his coping mechanism.
Yeah. Did you ever watch The OA?
I watched the first few episodes.
the first season I thought was really good. Like, we were super, super invested in just the whole story. But kind of like a similar thing where the story is this whole abduction and experience and a little bit paranormal, and you're not really sure kind of what the truth is.
Yeah.
And in the end, they add in another question mark of, like, is she just fucking crazy? Or, like, did all of this happen, but there's no way for you to know? And that was almost more unsettling than the experience that she had and, like, the abduction and everything that she went through.
Ugh.
Like, the idea that we have no idea what's real was more upsetting.
I maybe didn't give it a fair chance.
It's weird as fuck. It's weird. The girl I don't find super likable.
I didn't either. Yeah. I think that's why I wasn't invested in anyone, mm-hmm. really.
Yeah. But I think once you give everybody a chance, it becomes much more interesting.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Going back to, and I guess it's kind of like one of those where it's like the larger question is, do you believe that? When I say it out loud, it sounds so nuts, but do you believe, like, you can interdimensionally travel? Or do you think there are anomalies where people do disappear from this realm? I don't know.
I don't know. I would love to know more about his experience, because it makes sense to me, and I will buy into, and I do want to believe, that he had some sort of alternate universe, whatever, experience, and that's why he's dedicated his life to the research and figuring out what is possible.
Yeah.
And it sounds like he's come to the conclusion that the impossible is possible.
Yeah.
So I want to support him.
Yeah.
In that. And I don't think, it's kind of like someone asking me if I believe in aliens. It's like, I feel that it's, what's the word? Just fucking stupid. Or, like, ignorant, really, to not believe in that. Because how can you think that you're so important or that you know so much that nothing else, no alternative exists?
Sure.
You know?
And it may not fall into the perfect little box that someone else is describing aliens as. No, maybe you don't envision it how it's portrayed.
Yeah, or like the little gray person.
Sure. Although the grays are real. Truly. There are greens, there are grays, there are reptilians.
There's whatever. I don't see the point in limiting the possibilities.
Agree. Totally. And I will say, there have been so many, like, how can you combine all of the accounts just because they're strange or anomalies, but how can you combine them all and say, well, we don't have, in our day-to-day life, proof.
So it can't be.
So it can't be. Mm-hmm. That just seems bonkers to me.
Yeah, it seems small-minded.
Yeah, and just irresponsible if you're really kind of thinking, are we trying to stay around longer than, I mean, clearly not, because everything's dying, but I don't know.
The world's fucking on fire, but
yeah.
Once again, I think we're on the same page.
Yeah, I think so. It's just kind of, to wrap it up, like, you can't say that there isn't that possibility. Mm-hmm. And however he experienced it, or maybe he didn't, I don't know. Something is happening. People are leaving this.
I mean, I just go back to Johnny place. Darko.
Like, yes!
That movie forever made a mark in my being. That,
yeah, yeah.
There is something that we don't understand, and every fucking time I watch that movie, it's something different, and I get something else out of it. There is something more than this existence, and I think that that's great.
I would hope so.
Me too. So good for you, Steve.
Good for you, Steve. Follow your heart. Follow your wormhole.
Coming out of your chest. No dice, Grandma.
What are feces? Baby mice.
Aww.
Well, Donnie Darkos of the world, what are your thoughts? We want to know. Interdimensional travel, alternate universes, wormholes.
Hardcore shrooms, whatever.
Yeah. What do you believe? We want to know, so tell us. And you can do that by sending us a message on Instagram or Facebook at Something Weird Podcast.
And if you have any stories of your own, whether they're spooky, funny, weird, whatever it is, we would love to hear them. So share. Share your stories with us. We've had some great inspirations for episodes already. So if you have anything that you think we should cover, let us know. Send us a message.
And there's something else you can do through the Anchor app, I guess. And we got a fine message from a listener this week. I'll give you a listen here.
Hey, Anna and Brooke, this is your boy, David. As a general newcomer to the paranormal lore, I have learned a lot from your podcast, and it has been a source of entertainment many a day. So thanks for producing consistent, great content for my earholes and many others. Just wanted to shout out some support, and I look forward to future episodes. Stay weirdy.
Thanks, David. We are forever indebted to your voice message. And just glad that we're really opening up the world of paranormal for you.
Yeah, we're getting the truth out there. That's what this is all about.
So to do that makes a really big difference if you head on over to Apple Podcasts and give us a fat 5-star rating. So we can keep reaching more King Davids out there. More masters and commanders.
The greatest of titles. All right, everyone. Well, thank you for joining us. This was a special week for us. A special afternoon spent together, finally, for the first time.
It's wild.
Just wild. So thank you all for being here and listening. So until next time,
stay weirdy.
Yeet!